And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Thursday, March 25th, 2021. Today in the news, after a record year, gold is bound to see more gains in the medium and long term, according to CPM's Gold Yearbook, reports Kitco. The pandemic has changed the world, making some of the existing problems even worse and setting up gold to benefit, the CPM group said. The biggest drivers that will support gold as the world reopens includes sovereign and private sector debt, deficits, and ultra-loose money policies. The use of gold as a portfolio diversifier is expected to grow this year, which could help prices move even higher. It's a bubble market in everything. Stocks have been flirting at or near all-time highs for months. By most measures, they're expensive on a valuation basis, reports American Consequences. But what's more worrisome about the prices, at which things are literally worthless in terms of underlying value, are exchanging hands. More than 400 years of market bubbles reflect a recurring pattern. First, there's a stealth phase, then the awareness phase, the mania phase, and the blow-off phase. A simple way to protect yourself? Rebalance your portfolio. Well, Wall Street's euphoria knows no bounds, so how can this be the winter of our discontent? Asked Zero Hedge. An old adage holds that what everybody else already knows has little value. So everybody knows about the Fed's endless spew of monetary giveaways to Wall Street and the federal government's endless trillions in borrow and blow stimulus. But does everyone already know the stimulus-based economy and all the Fed-inflated asset bubbles are completely phony? Yes, phony. Does everyone already know that none of the promises that have been made to you can possibly be kept? Free to you healthcare? No. Future Social Security payments with an equivalent purchasing power? No. A national currency that holds its value in the future? No. If you think the scale of stimulus is sustainable and consequence-free, you must be mainlining delusional. Well, the surge in illegal immigration across the southern U.S. border is shaping up to be the biggest in 20 years, reports Wall Street Journal. Most of the migrants are Mexicans, often men in search of work, with the pandemic easing and the U.S. economy set to boom. Single adults account for 82% of the apprehensions so far this fiscal year, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection data. Some 60% of all single adults apprehended were Mexican. Expectations were created that with the government of President Biden, there would be better treatment of migrants, said Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.